The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's really just Bridget and myself. This is Young Dr. Mike. We had a great segment right before with Dr. Robert C. Canto, MD.com. That's his website, but it's Dr. Robert Canto, who is the director of the Boston University, essentially Concussion Center. It's actually Center for Research in Traumatic Encephalopathy. That's what happens when concussions go too far. Gary Ginsberg, who's going to come on in 16 or actually 12 minutes now, will talk about if your dog gets sick, are you next? Great, a great topic. Also, is that smell from memory foam, when you get memory foam in a mattress or a pillow, does that smell give you toxicity? Also, he's going to talk about the breast cancer cluster in the military and what it means, and off-colored French honey. Arthur Perry will be talking at the bottom of the hour about the new hyaluronic acid filler, and is this better than other fillers, as well as he's going to talk about a new wound closure system, another new break in plastic surgery or real surgery. Does it, in fact, result in fewer, smaller scars and less need for plastic surgery? One of our listeners said he just heard this joke and he wanted to, since it was a health joke, he was sending it. It was from a guy who said, my mother-in-law is coming. I had to clear out half my closet so she could have a place to hang upside down and sleep. There is a thing about hanging upside down being better for your back and neck pain. Bridget, you had another top medical story of the week. Which is the next one you liked best?
The meningitis reported in officially, before we went on air, it was 9 states.
So this is the meningitis that's linked to spinal injections for back pain. Meningitis has 3 epidemic types. The bacterial, such as you get with meningococcal disease, that's common among college students who are in close proximity and that transmit that a lethal or a very deadly form of that bacteria back and forth. There's viral, which we don't have good treatments for, and also there's fungal, which this is, and the only way you get fungal is either you've got very depressed immune system or it's injected someplace where your immune system doesn't get, such as in your spinal canal.
Which is exactly what happens.
That's right. 7 have been killed, about 50 sickened now in 9 states. Don't get your back injected. Don't get your back injected. And to me, it's crazy because this was a kind of a make-believe pharmacy. It's a pharmacy that takes methylprednisolone in big quantities, puts it into sterile water or saline in small quantities, and then distributes it. I don't know why this was the only way they could get it, but this is, and it went to a lot of places. Cleveland Clinic, et cetera, doesn't get stuff from small pharmacies, so go to a reputable place, not a small hospital, not a pain center shop that's that isn't associated with your with a major medical center. If you get it from a major medical center, most likely they got it from a reputable pharmacy. None of us deal with compounding pharmacies that aren't regulated. This one was a very poorly regulated, if at all, pharmacy in Massachusetts. And the Massachusetts Pharmacy Board said they escaped regulation at all.
Well, and if we're catching you at a too late time and you've already gone and gotten the injection, I think it was distributed to 4 different hospitals in Ohio. The CDC is predicting that the drug was sent to 23 different states, so it's possible that you may have already gotten the injection. And they're saying that the incubation period is from anywhere between a few days to 4 weeks. So the doctors are recommending that if you feel any symptoms such as severe worsening headaches, fever, nausea, a little off balance, or slurred speech, that you should see a physician immediately. You don't want to mess around with it.
And so this is fungal meningitis normally comes from association with pigeon droppings or something like that that you inhale. So this is a very unusual form of it. And the drugs to treat fungal infections are very toxic. That's part of the problem. So unlike bacterial infections where we have relatively good bacterial drugs or antibacterial drugs, we don't for fungi.
Yeah, it's scary.
Another story, another, if you will, email I got. NASA's robot Curiosity landed on Mars. Early pictures showed no signs of ESPN, beer, or porn. This makes it very clear that men are not from Mars, no matter where women are from. Thank you for that.
That's good.
You can send us email questions anytime at udocs@gmail.com. One of my favorite stories of the week was exercise improves or reduces the effect of stroke.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
New Canadian study, which randomly allocated people who had had a stroke to either exercise 5 days a week, which was really to build their strength and their stamina, or to nothing. And the ones that did this 5 days a week for 6 months had a reduction in their cognitive decline by over 30%, or about 50%. That is, from a 67% rate of cognitive decline to 37%, and especially improved were attention, concentration, planning, and organizing ability, as well as their muscle strength. It turns out that people who have cognitive decline have a threefold risk of death, that is an increased death rate. So it's very important to do these exercises, and any essentially aerobic and strength training exercise seems to work. It fits with what we do to prevent brain injury or to develop the brain. What is that? That is, physical activity calls forth, and we did this story a couple weeks ago, both brain-derived neurotrophic growth factor secreted and testosterone gets secreted, which rebuilds brain and builds brain and is one of the ways you can prevent cognitive decline with aging, let alone cognitive decline from stroke. So that was one of those.
Well, and I guess this is on another note off of stroke necessarily, but tomorrow the Towpath is having their marathon and half marathon, the annual, and I'm running in the 10K race.
Good. 10K.
So hopefully other people will be there too, trying to improve their...
We should give you a You the Owner's Manual shirt to wear next time. I will make sure you've got it. For tomorrow, I'm going to give you a Cleveland Clinic 10K every day shirt.
Okay, thanks.
Working age Americans are going to doctors less frequently. The doctor visits have decreased in the last decade from 4.8 per year to 3.9. The explanations that if you retire early... Obviously, since the older people go to doctor more frequently, retiring early may be causing it. I don't think that's it. I think it is the share of uninsured working age population has expanded enough. This is one of the things, obviously, getting preventive care is key to preventing you from getting chronic disease. In addition, your doctor should smack you down if you don't have a normal lipids, don't have normal blood sugar. If you smoke, don't have a normal waist for your height or have any cotinine, that is tobacco products in your urine, and don't have a normal blood pressure, they should get you in treatment. Because if you have those five normals, you have 50% lower medical costs. So important to find out whether you have those five normals and do whatever you can to get those five normals.
And hopefully your doctor won't actually smack you down.
Well, hopefully if you have one of those and you don't correct it, your doctor should smack you down. That is a job of a physician, to smack you down.
Okay.
Obviously, the other point is there is probably more good in Obamacare than there is bad. It's interesting that even Obama's using the word Obamacare. So we hope that obviously there are things. We're not a political show, but there is healthcare reform will be coming no matter what. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Not an offer to sell a franchise. The offer of a franchise can only be made through the delivery of a franchise disclosure document.
How would you like to have your own money-making, fresh, healthy vending franchise? The company that has revolutionized the vending machine business with healthy snacks and drinks has done it again with the world's only combination gourmet organic espresso coffee healthy snack vending machine. These brightly colored, high-tech, dual-temperature control vending machines will be placed in premier locations in your community. Businesses, hospitals, schools, military bases, health clubs, and other high-traffic areas. Fully stocked with fresh, healthy foods like yogurts, organic espresso coffee, 100% fruit juices, smoothies, granola bars, and other popular brand name healthy and organic snacks. Consumers demand these kinds of healthy foods, and that's why franchise areas are getting gobbled up across the nation. A highly profitable business for you with full training and support. Plus, Fresh Healthy Vending secures premier locations for your machines on your behalf. Call now, 800-226-5454. Get information on how to own your own groundbreaking Fresh Healthy Vending franchise today. 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they're often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And now, my favorite part of the show, because we have What's Toxic, What's Not. A great book by that title, by the way, is authored by Gary Ginsberg. And Gary's our expert for this hour, What's Toxic, What's Not. Now, we've gotten a couple questions, Gary, over the past 2 weeks about memory foam. It releases, apparently, a pretty strong odor. And the person was saying, is that odor toxic?
Yeah, the question is, are you going to get a toxic night's sleep or a good night's sleep if you buy the memory foam kind of product? And, you know, NASA developed this kind of a foam. It's made out of polyurethane. It's also used to cushion football helmets. And it's the kind of thing that when you lay on it, the warmth of your body helps soften it a little bit, and it molds to your body. That's all great stuff, right? But this is an industrial process where they use industrial chemicals to blow this together and form a chemical reaction. And they have styrene, isopropyl benzene, and even some isocyanates that are reacting together and can still be in the foam is at trace levels when the product goes to market. Now, they put it in a big wrapper, a plastic bag kind of thing, and so it whatever gases are in there, they don't get out, and they sort of are ready to escape when you open the bag. So when you bring that home, the first thing you're going to notice, you know, not all foams do this, but some of them will give off this odor, and it could be irritating. It could smell like a chemical type of odor, which is like what the styrene and the isopropyl benzene would smell like. And I would suggest that if it has that odor, don't necessarily return it to the store, but you don't want to sleep on it either for, I would say, about a week until you get it nicely aired out.
Well, you should probably air it out outside, right?
Yeah, like, or in a garage or something, you know, obviously.
Oh, sure, in the garage where you go in and then you can... Get it an increased dose every time you go in the garage, eh?
Mike, I don't know what your garage looks like, but most people's garages aren't nearly as airtight as their houses. And so garages usually are a good place to vent things off, and nobody's going to get a lot of exposure in a garage unless you sent out to the garage to sleep because, you know, the couch is already occupied by your uncle. And
so the basic message is if you smell that stuff, get it out of the house until you don't smell it.
Yeah, but let me say that there is a greener version of this polyurethane memory stuff, and that's bio-green. It's soy-based, lower emitting. And also there are websites out there that say use an ozone generator to knock out the gases that come out. Do not do that. Never use an ozone generator to clean your indoor air. That's going to make it worse.
Next, the next question I love is one on if your dog is sick, are you next?
Yeah, this is the whole canary in the coal mine. When miners would go down the shaft and you needed the canary was more sensitive. So pets might be more sensitive because they're more exposed to things like in lawn chemicals and things that are in house dust. So, for example, the flame retardants that could be in memory foam or in pillows, they end up being in house dust, and that's where the biggest exposure could be to pets. So there's actually a study by EPA that showed that cats develop a hypothyroid condition, and it's believed to be linked to the flame retardants in floor dust. And, babies would be next in line, and, you know, we would also be exposed. So pets can be sentinels because they're more exposed, they're susceptible, and the other thing is they live less long, so it takes less time for a chronic effect to be manifest in an animal. So if your pet is ill, really think about your drinking water, think about what's on the floor of your house, think about your lawn chemicals. There's a number of studies that show that people who use commercial lawn chemical companies, that dogs have increased bladder cancer and leukemia. It's mixed database, but there's enough there to really be scared off of commercial heavy pesticide lawn chemicals.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, and let me just say that there's a new study on golden retrievers, that they're going to follow a couple hundred golden retrievers going into homes and finding out what their exposures are and seeing the health of those golden retrievers after a couple of years. So pets are now becoming a major research focus.
Interesting.
Okay, let's go to the next subject while we're on good news.
What's the mystery of
off-colored French honey? If it's off-colored, is it dangerous to eat?
you know, I don't think that it's dangerous to eat, but it's weird, and it's a sign that these bees have gotten into something they shouldn't have gotten into. Now, this is in wine-slash-bee-making country in, you know, one of these beautiful valleys in France. And Primo, wine country, and the bees go around and grab their nectar. And what the farmers noticed is that the beekeepers noticed is that the nectar and the honey was a tainted, discolored, and they couldn't sell it. And the mystery got solved when they realized that the bees were heading over to a biogas plant, which had a big mulching station. The bees were going and picking out M&Ms. Now, the M&Ms that you and I know, that kids eat, you know, and the hard shell, well, apparently there was a Mars candy plant, and they were discarding unusable shells. And they were all the dyes in those shells, and that was attractive. The color and also the sweetness was attractive to the bees. They picked that out of the pile, brought it back to the hive, and made honey out of it, apparently. And it turned it like all sorts of weird day glow colors, and the farmers had to trash it. So now the problem has been solved, but I just think it's one of those interesting things about you never know. It makes you think twice to think that your honey may be coming from some biogas mulch pile. So normally most honey is coming from good sources, but if it's off-colored, I wouldn't use it.
That's a really interesting story, I got to admit. What do you think, Bridget? That's a worthy story.
Yeah, definitely. So is there like a color palette or something that we can compare good colored honey to poor colored honey?
I would say anything from light gold. You know, usually the light golden is more refined. The darker honeys are often more cruder, may have more nutrients in it. I usually go for mid to dark brown.
Okay, breast cancer in the military. What is this? Is there an outbreak?
This is male breast cancer, Mike. Not women. Although the rates in women now are high also in the military, but this is a cluster that we're thinking is coming out of Camp Lejeune. And I've talked about Camp Lejeune. You know, for students of this show, they'll remember all the news about trichloroethylene and also benzene in the groundwater. Camp Lejeune at any one time houses about 175,000. Think about the size of this military facility, this military base, 175,000 soldiers. And over the course of about 30 or 40 years, they're thinking almost a million GIs and their families have been exposed to toxic chemicals from the groundwater at Camp Lejeune. So now we roll the story forward to modern times here, and all the kids that were born into military families that were bathing in the water there and drinking it and swimming there, they've grown up, and there's a cluster of male breast cancer. Now, the reason why this cluster can pop out is because male breast cancer is rare. And so if you see an increase, it's really unusual. And
Gary, when we come back, we've gotten an email about this already. I can't believe it. They said, what does this mean? Are those substances used for fracking? Will those substances get in our drinking water elsewhere? Or why is it in Camp Lejeune? I can't remember. So when we come back next week, you're going to have to tell us that story.
Would love to. Okay, talk to you next week, Mike.
And we'll talk to you continuously. Don't go away. Arthur Perry, Dr. Perry, Plastic Surgeon Supreme, will be with us shortly on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody, so get the facts. get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
It's one thing to have a job in this economy, but it's another to have a career that you love. Getting the skills for today's careers may depend on your college degree. So if you're interested in the future of business, electronics, information technology, or drafting and design, call ITT Technical Institute today. With over 100 campuses nationally, ITT Tech can prepare you for a career in one of these fields. After all, tens of thousands of ITT Tech grads have built a solid future. Perhaps they can do the same for you. Classes meet just a few times a week, and financial aid is available to those who qualify. So what's stopping you? For more information and to schedule your campus tour, call ITT Tech toll-free at 800-574-1319. That's 800-574-1319. ITT Technical Institute, education for the future. 800-574-1319.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, this is young Dr. Mike. How are you?
I am great. Thank you, Mike. Hope all is well in Cleveland.
It is, other than we're having intermittent, you're too loud and too soft, so I hope it's coming over okay.
Yeah, our eardrums just got blasted out a little.
Well, that's so we can get all the way around the world with this signal, Mike.
It is, it's true. So since people don't know, we're Bridget and young Dr. Mike here, are in outside of Cleveland in Lyndhurst, California at the Cleveland Clinic TRW site. Arthur is in New York, I assume, tonight.
I am actually in beautiful central New Jersey, where the sunsets are absolutely gorgeous because of the pollution here.
And in Vero Beach, Florida, is where the signal goes through, and it goes up to a satellite in Colorado Springs, Colorado. So we're in the eastern half of the United States, if not around the world. Of course, you can hear us anytime. Even if you're listening to us on terrestrial radio tonight, you can hear us on RadioMD.com or GabRadio.com. Arthur, there's a new filler material out called Bellotera or something like that. And so I will show this to my wife, and she'll say, would Arthur Perry use that in preference to the current hyaluronic acids out for filling if she wanted to have a filler, something or other done?
And Mike, it's such a coincidence that I had some of that Bellaterra at an Italian restaurant last night. It was excellent, but all right. No, it's a great name, isn't it? But I don't know what it has to do with a ring.
Is it
filler,
made in Italy?
I don't think so. It's made somewhere in Europe, but I don't believe it's in Italy. It's by MERS Pharmaceuticals, which is a really aggressive company. They introduced Radius in the United States a few years ago, which is a great product. I have no interest, no financial interest in this company, and they're not advertisers. So that's the disclosure, but they have great products. So the new one is Bellaterra, and that is a hyaluronic acid. Now, Mike, in 2004, Restylane was introduced, and that really changed the landscape of wrinkle fillers in the United States, because before that, we just had collagen, and the collagen was made from cows. It's protein from cows, and you know, there were many cases of people getting allergic reactions and even illnesses with collagen, like rheumatoid arthritis, scleroderma, and other diseases, but not from one injection, Mike, not from even 100 injections. Those were in people who had hundreds and hundreds of injections. But in 2004, hyaluronic acid came in, and it was a big, big game changer because no antibody formation. That means the body doesn't see it as foreign and doesn't reject it like it did the collagen. So that was great. Since that Restylane was introduced in 2004, there have been dozens now of different fillers, many of which have hyaluronic acid, but all have some shortcomings. This new one, Bellaterra, may be the best one yet, I have to say. And I've been using it for about a month, and it does everything that those other hyaluronic acid fillers do, that is Restylane and Juvederm, but it does something a little bit differently, and I wish I figured out this before the company did. You see, when wrinkle fillers are injected under the skin, Mike, they're a clear material, except for that collagen, which was white.
When you say they're a clear material, that means in the syringe, you inject them with a syringe, right?
Yes.
When you inject them, you can see through the syringe. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. They're perfectly crystal clear fillers. That's what hyaluronic acid is. It looks like water, except it's a gel form. But when it's injected under the skin, there's a funny thing that happens to it. In some people, it looks blue. There's a physical term which I won't bore people with. I'll tell you what it is, Mike. It's the Tyndall effect. But we won't bore the public with that.
Tyndall? Never mind.
Well, it's similar to when light passes through a chandelier and it breaks it down into the color components. In this case, when light passes through the skin and through this hyaluronic acid under the skin, it looks bluish. And usually that doesn't happen. But in some people, and it's probably between 5 and 10%, you can really see it. And women then, and mostly this is women, need to really cover that up with makeup. So they don't have wrinkles, but they have a little blue. Well, Bellaterra doesn't do that, and I don't know why, except the company knows it, and they say that this is something it does not do, and indeed it doesn't, which is a very nice thing, particularly for acne scars, Mike, because that's where we have to inject this stuff really close to the surface of the skin, right underneath what's called the epidermis, and if we have something that looks a little blue, you know, we trade one problem for another. So Bellaterra is new, and I think it's going to be very popular.
Wow. So, and how often, now that colored effect, that blue effect, how common is that?
Well, probably about 5 to 10%. You know, there's actually no good data. There's no study that really looked for that. But in my experience, and we always have to worry when a doctor says in my experience, it's about 5 to 10% of people. And the thinner the skin, the more likely we are to see that. So people in their 70s, for instance, are more likely to see that effect than someone in their 40s who gets wrinkle filler.
Can't So I wouldn't be likely to be able to see it since I'm in my
20s. You're 15, I think, aren't you? You don't need any wrinkles.
Actually, my real age on the quiz that I took online said that I was 15.9. So I don't even have my license.
It's disgusting.
Throw her out of the room, Mike.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
When I told him that I took
anyway, but she does add an awful lot of young perspective to the show, Arthur. She doesn't need filler.
Well, Mike,
I don't even think she needs Botox, by the way.
Wow, thanks. I hope I don't.
We know there's chronologic and real age, but then there's emotional age, Mike. So mine's 15. So.
The other thing that is really interesting that's new in plastic surgery, I saw, and maybe it's to avoid plastic surgery, was a new wound closure system. Will this give us fewer and smaller scars? First of all, what's it called, and why is it so expensive when it's just really super glue and adhesive?
Because they can. This is a new one. This is called Prineo. Prineo, and it's brought to us by Johnson & Johnson's Ethicon division. And it involves Dermabond, which is a glue, and a tape, an adhesive tape, and a completely new system. And here's the disclaimer. I was a consultant to the company, and I helped develop this product. So that's my disclaimer, but I'm no longer associated with
it. Why don't you just use super glue and tape?
You can't just use super glue because
why not?
If you've ever put super glue, well, Mike, first of all, super glue, it's the same. It's very similar chemically, but it's not sterile when you buy it at Home Depot, and it hurts a lot. And I know this because I super glued a cut that I got myself. I just didn't have any Dermabond around, and I used that stuff, and boy, did that hurt.
So Dermabond. Why can't you use Dermabond in adhesive?
Well, you sort of can, and that's what this is a system that was developed very specifically. And I know we're short on time, but when we come back,
we're going to talk about should you ask your surgeon, for instance, if you have an appendectomy or one of those small laparoscopic things, will it make a difference? If you're a bad scar former, you know, if you form scars that are big and ugly, should you then ask your surgeon for this? Will this improve that so we don't need a plastic surgeon in our future? Should you just do it only if your surgeon says, let's do this? And how much extra would you expect to pay for a wound closed with this? How much does it sell for? And is this good for vascular injury? In other words, if you're having heart surgery or you're having, catheterization, and you normally have those small scars in your groin, should you ask for this? We'll be right back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done,
if
friend, it's not familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it is not familiar, call 911. If it is not familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend everyone 6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit facesofinfluenza.org. Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And Arthur Perry and I, Dr. Mike Roizen, are joined by Bridget. Bridget is our younger influence on the show. And we did get another email, a health email from this guy who said, this should help you. If your wife ever asks, if I was to arrange a threesome for your birthday, which of my friends would you pick to join in? Never give two names. That's bad for your health. Arthur, we were going to talk about stitches and whether the healing that you get from this Dermabond and adhesive tape system is better or less scar provoking, or whatever you call bad looking scar. Is it less provoking than is the normal stitches or the normal way of healing?
Well, Mike, the problem with stitches, the main problem, is that they take time to put in. That's one. And they're also notorious for leaving cross marks, you know, those horizontal, perpendicular scars across the main scar.
I do know those.
And point marks. Yep, point marks are from leaving the stitches in too long. Now, most plastic surgeons will not commit those errors, but the truth is most other doctors do, and that's just a fact of life. So if we have something that might be simpler, like Dermabond, and particularly with this new system, Prinio, the reason I think it's better than just Dermabond is because Dermabond is a little bit fickle. That's that glue. And when we put it on a wound, sometimes it gets into the wound, and it actually can inhibit healing if it gets in the wound. It kind of soaks in a little bit, and it keeps the edges apart. So the difference here is first we use this little piece of tape on the wound, and then we coat it with the Dermabond. And so the study was published in the journal Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery just a couple days ago, and they showed that it was just as good as a closure performed by a plastic surgeon in a tummy tuck. That's the procedure they did it. So they did half the wound this way and half the wound with a traditional technique. but it was 4.5 times faster. So that's 4.5 times faster, not just twice. And there's the big savings. So if
how long does it take to close a wound with suturing? Is it a 5-minute thing, and 4.5 times faster is a minute?
That's about right for about 6 inches by a plastic surgeon. So that's pretty good.
It's not really a big difference. I mean, it's four minute difference.
But you know, if you're doing a closure that's a full tummy tuck closure, is actually about 10 minutes. That second layer of stitches, and if you can do it in 2.5 minutes or something like that, that's something, Mike. You know, whenever we shave minutes off of surgery for and have no downside, that's a good thing for patients. So here we have a new technique. It's faster. It's just as good in terms of the quality of the scar, and probably better in the hands of a non-plastic surgeon, because they're the ones that are going to get those cross marks and points. So I think this is a winner. The only downside, it's expensive. It is expensive.
How expensive? Is it more than 4 minutes of OR time? An OR is what, $25 a minute?
Yeah, it's about, what's it, about $1,000, almost $1,000 an hour? Is that, what is that?
Right.
So, where I am. So, it's cost effective. Yeah, it's
and cost effective. And what does this cost?
It's for a full tummy tuck incision, it'll be about $150 compared to about $45 for stitches. So it's
$100 more, which is almost exactly the time price. So maybe it isn't more expensive if you get out of the operating room faster.
That's right. So you can get a cup of coffee before the next case.
And does that mean less follow-up appointments for the patients, or is it still the same?
No, not less follow-up, but certainly less. They didn't study this in the paper, but I know with Dermabond it hurts a lot less after surgery, because one of the things that people complain about after surgery is moving about and having the stitches kind of saw back and forth. And without those stitches in the skin, it hurts a lot less.
Arthur, we're going to the Real Age Tip of the Week. And when we come back next week, more of young Dr. Arthur Perry giving you tips like using this new system, the Prinio Wound Closure System for scars. Here we go with the Tip of the Week.
On You, the Owner's Manual. This is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
Do you, diet tips for headache relief. Do your headaches make you feel like your head is about to explode? If so, you're not alone. Janet Jackson, Marcia Cross, Hugh Jackman all suffer from crushing head pain, clearly a throbbing tension headache, and 90% of headaches are this type, or pulsating migraine can stop anyone in their tracks. How to end the mind-numbing assault? Over-the-counter and prescription medications for headaches, including migraines, can relieve and sometimes prevent pain. So can sex, by the way. It's a headache, actually, sex cures about 2/3 of them, it turns out. But to be pain-free all the time, you need to make over your diet. So what do we suggest? Change your diet to eat more food rich in magnesium and riboflavin, vitamin B2. Riboflavin is in low, no-fat dairy, eggs, nuts, green vegetables. Magnesium's in green veggies, whole grains, nuts, and potatoes. You can also supplement with 400 milligrams of riboflavin and at least 100 milligrams of magnesium daily. We actually recommend 300 milligrams of magnesium daily if you're getting calcium. Make sure you're not vitamin D3 deficient. It's linked to headaches. You want at least 1,000 international units of vitamin D3 a day, 1,200 after age 60. Always get your level measured. You want it between 50 and 80. Identify food triggers. It's mostly word of mouth that everything from red wine to chocolate can launch a headache. But if you suspect that certain foods trigger yours, keep a daily diary to track what you eat and when your head hurts. It may reveal problem foods. Eliminate them from your diet, and you may have fewer headaches. With a few diet and lifestyle changes, you might just show those celebs a thing or two about living smart and free of head pain. The real age benefit of patrolling your own health? 8.1 years younger. Thanks for listening. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always email us questions, email us things you want to hear us talk about at udocs, youdocs at gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. For Dr. Perry, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, Bridget, and young Dr. Mike Roizen, as well as in absentia, Dr. Deb Lonser and Joe Galuski, and great engineering, of course, from Sonar. Thank you for listening. And remember, you get to control your genes. Isn't that hard? You get a do-over. It doesn't take that much. Choose the right diet. Get physical activity. Avoid triggers for inflammation like tobacco. And meditate 15 minutes morning and night, and you'll get a do-over in no time. Thanks again for listening.
Have a good weekend.
Owner's Manual Radio Show.